Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in the next segment, I'm giving the phone number out. We're going to get into all the news right now, but there are a lot of good people in the mainstream media, a lot of good people in government, good people in academia. You're a good person out there listening. You know you're good. You know your heart's right. Be a leader. Speak out. You know, go put little cards out at the store in the candy aisle with the aspartame gum telling folks it's poisonous. Start a local newsletter. Start a YouTube channel. Start a podcast. And engage the New World Order. Warn people about fluoride. Warn people about open borders, about gun control, about the globalist real agenda, about the Agenda 21 to shut off our infrastructure. Stay on the issue. Stay on the target. Stay in attack formation. All the globalists can hope is to divide and conquer us on race, religion, infighting, stirring up crud. That's the official White House plan and the official announced Pentagon plan, and now legalized starting 2014, or they're already doing it, to turn Pentagon psyops loose on the American people. They were making the announcement in that 45-minute press conference last year. I played it here on air. I mean, the PSYOP people were sitting with their mouths hanging open and looked like they had all basically been told they were given death sentences. And then there was the PSYOP of, we're going to stop lying by engaging in everyone and blah, blah, blah. And here's your handout packets. And they're all, because those people don't want to destroy America. Those people don't want to put out lies. Those people don't want to be ordered to go cause infighting and disinformation. They don't want to do what the FBI PSYOPs people have been doing with their national security state operatives like Hal Turner and others who will be hung out to dry by their own masters. People are crazy working for that system. I work for the organic human potential. I work for a future. I work for Team Humanity. I work for my children and grandchildren and future progeny's future. I work for a dream of an uplifted, empowered humanity, given the blessings that God has promised. Look at what we've already achieved. I believe in humanity and empowering it. I know our potential. I see our beauty. I respect it. I believe in it. And I want it. I want my birthright, and I want it now. Just like the President Jimmy Carter says, to quote Tony Montana. I mean, that's what it comes down to. But to get that birthright, you've got to become it. You've got to want it. You've got to own it. You've got to be it. You've got to step into it, and you've got to get in there and never quit. You know what the great Vince Lombardi said? Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Or you can flip it. I've seen it both ways. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Let's get the quote right. Pull up the Vince Lombardi quote. I want to get it the right way. And that's what it comes down to. I look at the childlike arrested development of the high school mentality, junior high mentality of even adults, with the ninnying and the delusional garbage and the pettiness. And I feel sorry for people. It's winners never quit, and quitters never win. I got it right the first time. But you got to know the game you're playing first, and that's what Rand Paul did in his historic speech that's up on InfoWars.com. We've had it moved back to the top of the page. Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. How many words is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 words that could bring down the New World Order. Who runs my life? Who's behind these agencies? Who? Why do all the street signs look the same and the power lines? Where do they go? Who sets all this up? Who decides? Who master builds? Who plans? It's not the Congress. Who is it? Well, we know. It's a shadow government, British intelligence. And it's not even the British. It's that system. They set up the CIA. They reconquered us by 1947. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. So, by the way, their plan is eugenics, mass extermination. But Hitler just kind of stole it from them and did a little bit early. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Said, we have a shadow government that's hijacked control of the nation. We are occupied by criminal elements, offshore banks that have passed Obamacare. But that's okay because Obama is on HBO, CNN, he's on Funny or Die, he's on all the different comedy shows. He is on Ellen, we played this last hour, saying, quote, Obamacare is doing very, very well, and I think everyone's very grateful you did this. Oh, Kim Jong-un and your father and his great father, thank you for making the sun come up. Oh, we're also thankful for North Korea. Oh, we're so thankful for your giant screw job. North Korea level. Total baloney. And it's so pathetic looking at these sniveling traitors in their sniveling, narcissistic teleprompter world, up there just pitching the same lie, and Obama with a straight face going, the deadline's here, better do it, or we're going to take your wages. IRS is coming, and mom's out there, you need to make your 20-something sign up. Moms, we're counting on you as the house slave. It's all about how moms run everything. And it was like that in Rome. You don't just think that in slavery in the Caribbean and North America that it was the women running things for the slave masters. You think that was just invented 500 years ago in the transatlantic slave trade? Or in the slave trade run by the Arabs? Now, that goes back to the time of Egypt. From the time of Egypt, they set women up above the men. Read the Old Testament. Only in the slave pens, not actually in the free people. And the women are told, we're not going to kill your men if you keep track of them and spy on them and tell them what to do. And now, cue up the Ellen DeGeneres clip again, or whatever her name is. From the start, I want to play that before I give the number out, because she goes to him and he says, women, it's up to you to get your kids to do this. He doesn't say men. And then they admit the White House has TV ads showing bossy mothers, 40, 50, 60-year-old women, making their 25, 30-year-old children do it. And it's all about how they're then trendy and do what mom says, and how she makes the husband do it. And the woman is so delusional, thinking, yes, I want to be boss, I want to be in charge, that they watch ads where they're in charge and then run and screw their whole family over. You ever seen Gone with the Wind? You know, you got the black mammy who's running the plantation, and why, she's going to protect master from anybody. Well, it's the same deal. That's all it is. In fact, we have the article. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. 10 ways real feminism is being attacked, with all the documents how the CIA runs modern fake feminism to destroy women on record. Just like it's declassified, they put out degenerate art to try to lower standards. And again, you want to put degenerate art out, more power to you. My point is that they make things that are degenerate and ugly beautiful and hold it up. I was talking to a high-level record executive, high-level, as high-level as it gets, because I'd heard this before about Sumner Redstone and Viacom and MTV, and I was talking to this super high-level, one of the top three or four record executives in the country, a household name for anybody in the real music industry, and I said, you know, I heard that things in the mid-90s, that radical gangster rap wasn't even popular, and it was force-fed via MTV. And I also heard that things like Marilyn Manson, that wasn't popular, about murdering children and devil worship and all this mindless stuff, you know, was force-fed him vomiting on stage and cutting himself to screw up the white kids. And I said, is it true that MTV ran that for years and people rejected both gangster rap and that, but that it was a directive of Sumner Redstone to put that out? And he said, yes. And by the way, how do you even know about that? I mean, it's, guys, search engine CIA put out degenerate art, or declassified. CIA put out ugly art in starting in the 60s. And you go, why? Why put out something ugly? To say that a Rembrandt isn't good, or a Picasso, or a Leonardo da Vinci. Beethoven's not beautiful, even though it's transcendental. No. Marilyn Manson vomiting and saying smells like children and singing about kidnapping kids out of backyards. How about I sing about clubbing your head in? Have I ever seen in my backyard? The point is, how about that? How about if you were a real tough guy? Oh, you're tough, singing about grabbing kids. How about you sing about getting in the ring with me? You can have a baseball bat and I get one too. You're so such a killer. You're so powerful. Would be too powerful with my hands wrapped around your little chicken neck. The whole point is that they are psychically attacking us. Here, let me see if I can search it and find it, because I get obsessed with it. Google, go to the NSA search engine, and I'm going to say CIA art. That should bring it up. Promoted ugly. I think that was what it was. Okay, go ahead and punch my computer up. Got it right here for you. How the CIA secretly funded abstract expressionism during the Cold War. But if you read, it was actually ugly art to confuse people, not just abstract expressionism. So even this is a psyop. And again, that was to get people away from old pro-cultural art into having no set values or no set standard for what was the highest levels of beauty. And there's Gloria Steinem. When you type in, "See, I promoted ugly art," look, there's Gloria Steinem right there. Talk about ugly art. Talk about taking a nobody who was a CIA operative and putting them up there to sell a culture of filthy death on everyone and abortion. And that ugly hag wears, you know, all these shirts saying, "I had an abortion," and talks about it. And some of the feminists talk about how it's like a sacrifice to feminism to kill your kid. I'm not going to sit here and judge people that, you know, do stuff in whatever situation. I'm against abortion. That's well known. But when you start celebrating it as a sacrament, you're only joining every other culture that killed their kids. And that's all we're doing. We're telling kids, go sign up for Obamacare. Mama says we're going to raise your payroll taxes. Mama says we're going to cut your hours. Mama says we're going to raise all these other taxes and double and triple your prices and give you death panels. Mama says, but Gloria Steinem, she's going to have a whole bunch of kids. And she's going to walk behind her man. And she's going to dress in 50s dresses when you see her. Because she knows what it's really all about. But she's going to teach your daughter to never have kids because she doesn't want your daughter having kids. She wants the future for her and her pig family. Because she's a selfish, bloated whore of the New World Order. A cultural technician. A cultural mechanic to murder our families psychologically. That's how the gods kill. And they think they're gods. They want to play gods on every front. And that's why you're so miserable, you maggots. I can see you right there, you ugly hag. Your soul is 1,000 times more ugly than you are. The portrait of Mr. Gray doesn't do justice. All the evil, none of it enough for you. Force feeding the deadly vaccines into the children. Giving them the cancer, all of your crimes, all of your evil. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see your dead shark eyes and your little Illuminati pyramid. I had an abortion, and she makes an Illuminati pyramid above her head that she's all seeing, and she did it for the gods. Are you a god? That's the question. And then Gloria Steinem says, "Well, no." And then you know what ends up happening in Ghostbusters. Oh, man, I got to tell you, these people make me want to throw up. Let me throw out some of the headlines we've got that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Second Amendment advocates fear gun ban. Second Amendment advocates fear UN could ban gun websites. Well, that's the official plan. That's up on Infowars.com. Obamacare provider knows when clients visit the bathroom. That's right. Telemedicine now under Obamacare is that there'll be chips in all the pills, and your toilet will literally watch you, and your car will have a scanner that watches you. And we have that from Fox 13 reporting it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to play that later after I take some calls. Another one, new report reveals how American neocons, in their own words, stage attacks against alternative media, RT. We actually proved this. You know that reporter who ended up quitting and claiming RT's propaganda. Really, it's propaganda. We didn't know that. It was basically a deep cover neocon State Department operative, and it was all a stage deal to discredit RT. And that's what they do. They approach reporters or infiltrate reporters into what is seen as non-Anglo-American establishment media. And then they'll even hide the fact that she's tied into it and just did it as a stunt, trying to sell the globalist overthrow of Ukraine. And again, there's no pure party in any of this. The fact is, it was a stunt. And that's the kind of stuff they do. But no one believes any of the stunts now. None of it works anymore. So there's that report. That's all coming up. But again, Ellen sucking up to Obama. Obamacare is doing very, very well. It's, of course, totally disintegrating. I think everyone's very grateful you did this. I mean, that is directly out of the old Soviet Union or North Korea. I mean, that is 1984. Big Brother loves you. Just unbelievable. And, of course, it's now come out. Reporters have have to give their questions to the press secretary before and then have staged press briefings. It's all fake.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I love award-winning illustrator, artist Anthony Frieda. He's been in studio with us before. Contributes a lot to InfoWars magazine and InfoWars.com. But one of his best posters ever just went live up at InfoWars.com. And it's "They Hate Our Freedom," to quote George W. Bush. It's the Statue of Liberty with her arm cut off, with a camera sticking out instead of the torch. And the Bible or book that she's holding is actually an iPad with earpieces in. So, and instead of the head of Liberty, it's the head of a sheep, and it basically has the image of not listening to anything, not aware of what's going on, plugged into the Matrix. Very powerful image up on InfoWars.com. right now. In the next segment, we're going to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air about Ellen DeGeneres saying Obamacare is, quote, doing very, very well. I think everybody's very grateful you did this. And I said I was going to replay that, and I never played it. Here she is, and then you go to Obama, and he says, we need to get the mothers to make their children get signed up to this. I mean, it is a monumental screw job from every angle, not debated. 80-plus percent of the country want it repealed. And they're just there with a confidence game. It's wonderful. Everyone loves it. Look, LeBron James loves it. Ellen DeGeneres loves it. I mean, it's so much fun. You know, imagine Ellen DeGeneres saying, everyone loves jumping into a shark tank with great white sharks and cutting themselves with razor blades. And Obama goes, yeah, we need mothers to take their children and then lacerate them with razor blades and throw them into a Brazilian river full of piranhas. Everyone loves being thrown into a vat of piranhas. And then Ellen goes, no, I tell you what's even better. It's better to go up the top of the Empire State Building and jump off. Mothers should throw their children off of it. It's so trendy. And he sits there with a straight face, but more and more they look like they know everyone hates them. They know Congress has a 6% approval rating. They know almost 90% are against Obozo care. But they just sit there with this facade on every entertainment show. Everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. Everything is good. Can we come in with the Lego intro? Start of the next segment. 33 after. Thank you. You know, don't listen to people that claim their special interests running the government that want to cheat you. Those voices are bad people. Be trusting of the system. That always works real well. Give up all your freedom. Trust us. We'll take good care of you. Here she is, and I want to get your take on this. And anything else you want to talk about, 800-259-9231. Here is them selling, and this is happening on every channel, throwing your children into wood chippers. Here it is.
While I have you, I think it's only fair we should talk about Obamacare. And that rhymed.
Well,
you know,
we've got about 2 weeks left till March 31st for people to sign up. If you don't have health insurance right now, you should go on healthcare.gov. And especially all the moms out there who may have young people, 26, 27, don't have health insurance, but they think they're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen to them. You know, what we've said is you never know what life is going to throw at you. You can, at this point, get health insurance for $100 a month or less, in some cases less than your cell phone bill or your cable bill, and it gives you some financial security. It gives moms some mental security.
He just repeats that lie over and over again.
You're going to have decent care. And, you know, particularly at this moment, when,
hey, moms, move to North Korea. They'll give you total security.
And they're getting their first or second jobs. They don't necessarily get a benefit.
They're young. They're dumb.
It's time to take a look at it.
You're going to go after them. Mm-hmm.
The website is not working. Healthcare.gov actually works the way it's supposed to.
That's not true.
And I hope that people take advantage because
lies.
If you don't
lies.
Sign up before March 31st, then you won't be able to sign up again until November. And I want to make sure that everybody has this opportunity now.
It's doing very, very well. I think it's surprised. It had a rough start, but you've got 5 million people that have signed up so far, which is an enormous amount of people that have signed up. So it's successful. And why is there a deadline? Why is there not just an open-ended?
Yeah,
where,
cue,
I think it is important for everyone to have health
clapping.
Care. And a lot of people think, oh, I'll be fine. And like you said, you never know what's
going to
happen.
And then she says they should be thankful. That's enough. I mean, we're going to blow the planet up. Yay! Foreign banks wrote it to screw everybody. Yay! Oh, yay! Everything is awesome when you're part of a cult. Everything is awesome when you're a total chump. Everything is awesome. Hey, Obamacare is going to have chips in the pills, that's mainstream news, and your toilet is going to watch you. I'm not kidding. We have Fox News reporting. It's very exciting. We're going to come back with your phone calls, that and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
That's right.
I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Ellen DeGeneres says, quote, we're doing very, very well. I think everybody's very grateful you did this, Obama.
Everything is better when we stay together.
Kim Jong-un, baby. Look what Kim Jong-un on screen. Kim Jong-un, I want to... Everything's awesome in North Korea, too.
I'm like you, you're like me. We're all working in harmony.
Of course, they're building re-education camps as well on record. That's in the official Army manuals. Training for gun confiscation, their main enemy, gun owners, veterans. That's not a traitor government. No, no, good people are running things, folks.
Have you heard the news? Everyone's talking. Life is good.
We gotta do everything Kim Jong-un says.
New opportunity, more free time from an awesome community.
I feel more awesome than an awesome possum. My body in charge.
By the way, if you just joined us, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide.
It's awesome to win and it's awesome to lose.
They really are building FEMA camps. They call them Emergency Centers Establishment Act. they call them emergency centers, but it's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Rex 84, Operation Cable Splicer, Miami Herald, Associated Press, Reuters. I just gave you all the real names. And then they sit around going, there's no FEMA camps, because they're not called FEMA camps, and there's no chemtrailing I keep hearing about. Is there geoengineering, Senator? I can't talk about classified programs with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Is there a Rex 84 Continuity of Government, COG, National Stabilization Force program through NORTHCOM and Fort Benning, Georgia, and others for mass gun confiscation under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act? That is a classified, let's see, it's not called a FEMA camp. They play these lawyer games. It's like coming up to Alibaba's cave and saying, open goblin belly, open says a you, open says a them. No, open says a me, open sesame. They play all these little games while they're building hell force against us. Training of armored vehicles 24/7, all the training manuals public, leaked to us. Back, we used to get them when they were secret. Now it's just public. Yeah, the main enemy is the Tea Party. We're training to put them in re-education centers. Get the brigades ready. Troops, you will be facing the Tea Party and the Christian evangelicals. They may have to be dealt with, and you're going to have to pull triggers if things go south. We will be confiscating their firearms. I mean, you know, this is what's going on. As they mass the illegal, evil, paramilitary domestic force. But I'm not trying to scare people before I go to your phone calls, because the good news is the globalists are smart, but they miscalculate. Just because they've got war games and all these sophisticated systems doesn't mean that they can understand it, or doesn't mean that the elite pulling the trigger and calling the shots are following a program that would win. Because when you expand on all of this, and when you look at this, what do you think it does when you march the military in and tell them George Washington's bad and wouldn't be welcome in today's army that he founded, and badmouth guys in John Deere caps in training drills, and literally tell them the Tea Party are terrorists and Christians are terrorists? I mean, that's mainstream news. What do you think the military does? They go, oh my gosh, Alex Jones was right. I mean, the ultimate psyop is the truth. The ultimate psychological warfare, the ace of spades, is the truth. And we have the weapon. We have the truth. We don't have to spin or lie or deceive to beat these people. We just got to tell the truth. But in a world of universal deceit, that is a revolutionary act, to quote George Orwell. And that's what Rand Paul did yesterday at Berkeley that's getting so much attention. He said, we have a shadow government running everything. Who watches the watchers is totally illegal. We've caught them lying over and over again. And they are setting brush fires in the minds of liberty that will burn down their new world order. And it's none of their damn business to spy on our cell phones. It's illegal. And you know what? That's the type of language you should use. I'm not a very profane person. And I shouldn't be, because I've got a repertoire of semantical dialect that will allow me to create a full spectrum palette of verbal utterances that can transfer any sophisticated understanding that I wish to a greater public. As an orator or orator animated by liberty. But sometimes you got to say, get out of our bleeping business. At a certain point, this is out of control. At a certain point, you got to turn it back. And all they're doing is racing headlong over, hoping they can take over, hoping they can race to the finish line before we wake everybody up. Think about how radical my show was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years ago, 5 years ago. 2 years ago, it was still seen as incredibly radical. It's not seen that radical. We got big stations all over the country, 50,000 watt AMs, 100,000 watt FMs, turning us on all over the place. Our numbers across the web just continue to surge and grow and explode. And people are like, man, I bet he's on a power trip. No, it's the opposite. It's like flying in over a German industrial site in a B-17, and you're flying to the biggest flat cloud you've ever seen. But I got to tell you, with pleasure, I steer into it. I love it. I'm ready. I'm going in. And if it's God's will, I go in, through, and beyond, then good. To quote Maximilian Schell from The Black Hole. We are going in, through, and beyond. And that's what life's all about. Whether you like it or not, you're going in, through, and beyond. Birth unifies us all. Death unifies us all. None of you will escape it. Not Ray Kurzweil, not Dianne Feinstein, not Barack Obama, no one, not Jay Carney. All you little guys that think you're smart for cheating and lying and stealing and manipulating, you think that's how you win. You win in the end by being honorable. You win in the end by doing what you say you're going to do. You win in the end by being chivalrous. I've done an hour and 40 minutes of global transmission. And before I go any further, I want to tell you how we fund our operation. With high-quality pro-liberty t-shirts, books, films, the very best out there, InfoWarsStore.com. If you go to Made in 1776.com, you can get the all-time best-selling gun shirt for men and women, the Molon Lambe Spartan 300. It is there, and the women's shirt is the best women's shirt I've seen, period, and it looks great on women. It's got an athletic female fit. It's available at MadeIn1776.com or just link through it, InfoWarsStore.com. That'll take you to the Made in America apparel. And we're just going to keep adding more and more designs that I predominantly come up with and the great graphics people put to paper. And then obviously to the print. The shirts are made in America. The cotton is from the United States. All of it. And then it's sewn and printed and everything right here. Made in 1776.com. A comparable women's shirt made in America at the mall would be $80. I actually hired a clothing consultant. I was about to roll out with a whole bunch of really cool designs and stuff. And was talking to them, and they said, no, comparable $60 to $80 for this gold foil shirt. $24.95. Made in America, I can tell you the shirt costs us like $12 a piece. In apparel, there's usually 4 or 5 times markup. The issue is it's about getting the word out while supporting the transmission, InfoWarsStore.com, and then we have InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find the 5 products now. We have a new product. Colloidal silver, the most powerful, best colloidal silver, strongest nanoparticle that we could find, and I dubbed it Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, dietary supplement. This is not for continual use, in my view. Okay, and we have that on the label. I had that put on the label because you can take too much silver. So consult your physician first. But for antibiotic, both internal and external, with a lot of the antibiotics not working anymore, this stuff, if I have a sore throat, knocks it out for me. Everybody knows about colloidal silver. I don't have to tell you. This is our big 2-ounce bottle, uber strong, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or, again, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the truck arrived this morning. More Super Male Vitality is here if you want to order. And remember, all of your orders support and make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Don't forget the Nation Iodine. And I need to take mine today. I take that right now. I take it usually in the morning, noon, and night, but I've been forgetting. I just got to remember to take my supplements. Phenomenal proprietary iodine. We have Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Enough from me. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Truth in Oregon. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for having me on the show. I have 2 things to talk with you today about. Of course, the Ellen DeGeneres situation there. This is a psyop against what is the most populous gender in our country? Well, women, of course. So they're obviously targeting women because they're the ones that are going to be the most to sign up for this Obamacare.
No, they're the most pliable and sweet and manipulative. I mean, the globalists are preying on women and children, like all villains do.
Right. That's the plan. Let's talk about liberty. What is liberty, Alex? Liberty is a pseudonym a maritime admiralty law term for limited, controlled, granted privileges.
Listen, I don't agree with I mean, I like some of the folks out there that have put out that idea, but I've actually looked into it deeply, and I don't agree with people that claim liberty in admiralty on ships is that you're given liberty to go because you can do whatever you want during that period. But in the Bible, it says where there is the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Liberty, in, guys, give me the full quote on liberty. Pull up Webster's for folks. I don't agree with that particular view of Jordan Maxwell. He is the progenitor of that idea, and I'm not trying to disagree with you, sir, but I just do not agree. You can call it freedom. You can call it justice. You can call it being a free man. Call it whatever you want. Names are just names. The globalists have taken every term and perverted it. You know, every symbol and perverted it. The state or condition of people who are able to act and speak freely. The power to do or choose what you want. A political right. The quality or state of being free. But go ahead and make your point. I won't interrupt anymore.
Well, that's what I've seen. I served a little bit of time in the military, and it's consistent. It goes along with that.
Because that's because you don't have liberty in the military because you've waived your rights to a certain extent, so you're given the liberty. So, yes, military admiralty liberty is limited. You are correct.
Right. But I want freedom, outright freedom, and that's what everyone should want, and that's what you should want, and that's what I stand for. And I spread the message every day to get us moving towards freedom. And that's all I got to say on that. That's my take on that, sir.
Well, God bless you. What do you think of Ellen DeGeneres? And he's suddenly on every entertainment show out there and just saying, Obamacare, Obamacare. It's so great. It cuts your prices when that's a lie. And her saying, everyone loves it. And we have to thank you, Kim Jong-un. I mean, Adolf. I mean, Stalin. I mean, you have made the birds tweet. I mean, this is a sycophantic display.
Well, they're going after the youth of America because, the young people in the particular group that they're looking at, somewhere between 15 and 30, are most impressionable. So naturally, they're going to go after the most populous gender in the country because, you know, they outnumber males 3-1. So obviously, those are the ones that they want to target because, you know, they're the greatest populace.
It's well, 51 to 52% of the births are female. That's a mammalian system, mammal-wide. It's a good thing for the species to have more women than the males because it ups the population numbers. And then, of course, women live on average about 5 years longer than men in the United States. So I think the total population of women, last time I checked, is 56% of the North American or U.S. population. Very interesting point, sir. I appreciate your call. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to bring up a recent death of an individual by the name of Michael Cravey. Very suspect, in my opinion. He was shot and killed by police 2-3 weeks ago. It was on March 3rd in Gainesville, Florida. He was very big into investigating the Aurora incident, had a YouTube channel. His alias was Michael, let me see who that was, Michael Brinkley.
Yeah, you know, I don't really screen calls, and I'm glad you called in, but what you should do is send me an email or something, because it's like, it's total Greek to me. I'm hearing different names, different things, and I'm hearing about aliases. I appreciate your call. Just sometimes I don't understand. So send me some info, and then maybe I'll cover it. Let's talk to Zach in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. 3 days ago in Louisiana, I caught a SWAT team officer just outside of business, I'll say, and I asked him, have you been briefed on the image and audio collection capabilities of the HD display screen? And he said, oh, it's more than you think. I said, yeah, what's that? He said, in 2 weeks, we're going real-time live with it. And I said, oh, I bet not too many people have asked you that question, have they? And he said, yes, not too many people know about it.
Yeah, most of the new TVs have cameras and microphones in them, and there are patents that they're able, with some of the screens, through data over power line or over their digital connection, that the screen itself is a composite eye, similar to a dragonfly's eye, but digital. Elaborate on that for folks that don't know. The light bulbs are coming out that actually watch you as well. They have a composite eye as well.
That's correct. Steve Jobs advertised before he died that he was going to take the dot off the computer screen and just make the screen itself the camera. And people freaked about it because, oh, I can't put black tape over the whole screen. So they didn't say. But anything over 64-bit is HD and is two-way communication and video.
Yeah, most police haven't been briefed on that yet. The threat fusion centers are the federalization areas where they incrementally show them. The governor at the time, this is in 2003, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, in Wisconsin, was giving a briefing at a Green Bay threat fusion center. And he went, and look, I can punch up where my wife sat, you know, just with her number, I can listen to her or track her. And the reporters were all freaked out about it, and the feds were there, and they're like, Governor, please don't. So it's just, oh, no, the NSA's not watching you. Everything is awesome when you're part of a slave team. Take your vaccines and die. It's for the children. GMO kills the rats, but it's good for you. Honeybees eat it and die, but it's good for you. You like your IQ dropping, you like to die. Government loves you, drink your fluoride. Man, I ought to be a rapper. Total OG roller. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Like in a jazz lounge, sitting back with some friends, listening to music like that. good in the world. That's why we're ravenous against corruption, because look, it's taken over. We want our security back. And security comes from having a government on a short leash, not the people on a short leash. Let's talk to John in California. I didn't see that he disagreed, or I would have gone to you up front. Sorry, I wasn't reading the screen right, John. Go ahead, John in California.
That's okay, Alex. Point number one, Rand Paul. You did read his op-ed piece in Time, but were you saber-rattling for the bankers?
You know, I've seen some of his quotes where he's met with some of the neocons and said stuff like his father said, you know, if we're attacked, we'll defend ourselves, and we're for a defense, but we need to cut defense spending, and we need to cut all foreign aid. And so he has played some politics with the Israel lobbying people so that he can get lined up to run for president. But, I mean, he's the guy that shot down the gun ban, I mean, on so many fronts, and he's an example to a whole new crop of libertarians to take over the Republican Party. So, but no, I mean, I didn't read his whole piece in Time or Newsweek or whatever it was. I did see some excerpts of it. Give us your take on it.
Okay, well, I did read it, and he left himself a little out, like he condemns Russia, but we shouldn't get involved, okay? But you know what? We got to hold their feet to the fire, because the reason why he's popular with the people, not with the bankers, is because he's speaking the truth. And he claims that the Russians invaded the Ukraine, which is patently false. They didn't invade the Ukraine. They were already in the Crimea, which was formerly a part of the Ukraine.
Let me stop you. Here's the deal. Everybody's spinning it that Putin's had a big victory. He's not. He's had a defeat. Okay, the West just took 90-plus percent of the country. It's like 93%. And is turning it over to the EU, and they're going to loot the country. And the Russians have always basically had Crimea. You're right. He was part of Russia for hundreds of years. I get all that. And I didn't read his piece in there about that. He knows the public can't even find Ukraine on the map. So he's like, I get that it's not good Russia came in there, but we don't need to do anything. Because he's not going to have him in the presidential run saying he works for the Ruskies or something. They're already saying that about his dad. So, no, I didn't see his statements on that. I know he said we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. I know he was against Syria. I mean, look, he's good. So my issue is, I know Rand Paul. I've been interviewing Rand Paul since his dad ran for Congress again in 1996. And they would say, hey, you just had Ron Paul on. Will you have Rand Paul on? Days before the election, because I was in their district. His district used to come up into South Austin. And I was on a big FM back then, only on one station in 96, that went into his whole district. And so they liked coming on my show. I mean, nobody knew who Ron Paul was hardly then. He ran for president once as a libertarian, but he was 1/10, 1/100 probably what he is now. And, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I've been with Ron Paul since day one back in Congress in 1996, and I've been supportive of Rand Paul. I can get the senator on, but I said, look, no thanks. Last time he came on, he called me to come on because it creates such a national firestorm, and I want him to have better stuff for the presidential run. And so, fine, don't come on my show. So I guess you could say I'm playing politics there as well. But I'm not mincing words. You know, I'm kind of the attack dog that'll say it all, and then I make a wedge and open it up for people like the senator to then almost say everything I'm saying. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Who do you like better, Rand Paul or Dianne Feinstein?
Rand Paul, could you hold me over? I got two more points.
You know, you can finish your point, but then I got to get to everybody else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.